Kurangatuku. At primary school, I saw a play about Hatupatu and the bird woman. The bird woman had wings for arms, claws in place of fingers, lips formed into a beak. She wore a cloak of colourful feathers. Her hair was on fire. Nobody mentioned her name. Kurangatuku was friends with the birds and small creatures of the forest, but she longed for something else. One day she heard the strange voice of a man from high in the treetops. Some say she abducted him, others say he was invited. Stole her treasures and killed her friends, he stained her cave with blood and bone. When she discovered what he had done, her rage and grief became a weapon, guiding her closer to him. But Hatupatu was cunning. He led Kurangatuku to a hot spring where her half-bird body boiled. The story ends with her, sprawled out and lifeless, on the lacquered brown floors of our school hall.